Men's Vests and Waistcoats, an Introduction. The modern men's vest, like many fashionable accents, began life as a functional piece of outerwear. Servants working outside added a narrow coat across the front of their torso for extra warmth, and the waistcoat quickly evolved into a staple of every well-dressed man's winter outfit. By the late 19th century, waistcoats were a popular accessory with both with and without jackets, and they have remained reasonably unchanged for their role ever since. Now let's talk about the terms. Waistcoat is generally a more specific term than vest, and it refers literally enough to a sleeveless garment that covers a man's waist, hiding the top of the trousers and the bottom of the shirt. In a vested or three-piece suit, the waistcoat is made from the same fabric and lining as the rest of the suit, creating a uniform stretch of cloth from the ankle to the chest. Worn separately, waistcoats and vests are flexible pieces of menswear that can fill the role in formal or casual wear alike. The formal men's waistcoat. A black tie waistcoat is a very specific piece of clothing. They are never meant to be worn without the accompanying jacket. Many are backless, with only the strap to fasten them. Formal waistcoats often feature lapels, which is uncommon on most other vests, and they tend to be cut much lower in the front than the waistcoat, and they have a three buttons usually in the front, although you see four and two. So while formal waistcoats are usually made from the same fabric as the tuxedo, there is room for some at some formal events to go ahead and go for a separate color. This is rarely seen, but in formal wear, a man is allowed one piece where he can bring in color, he can bring in a bit of style. So I would hesitate, though, on those gaudy colors that you see at rental places. Be very careful. If it's something like light pink baby blue or you see a lavender, that does not belong in formal wear. The vest in the man's three-piece suit. The three-piece suit was standard in the early 20th century. It fell out of fashion in World War II when cloth rationing limited their availability. It remains a striking piece of menswear, similar to the double-breasted suit in terms of formality and elegance. However, it really has fallen to the wayside, and a lot of that is because a lot of men simply can't get access to them, and to wear one is going to have you stand out from the crowd. A suit waistcoat should always cover the waist and should rise just above the lapels of the jacket, spreading wide enough to fit over the shoulders without laying under the shirt collar. So when worn, especially if it's the same color, from a distance it's almost going to look like you're wearing a three-button suit in a sense where it's buttoned up to the top, but when you get up close, you're going to be able to see that it's actually fabric worn underneath. So let's talk about the dress waistcoat worn alone. As a standalone item of clothing, a waistcoat similar to those worn with a three-piece suit is an appropriate piece of business casual wear. It serves a similar function as a casual sports coat, adding a touch of color and style to a dress shirt without attempting to imitate the formality of a matching suit. And here's where an odd or unmatched waistcoat is preferred, as matched trousers with a waistcoat tend to give the impression of a man who forgot his suit jacket at home. So I don't hit on it too much in the article, but it is something that I would say is a little bit more fashion forward and should be reserved for a man who is comfortable in his own style. But for those in creative fields, especially if they bring in a waistcoat that's made, let's say, from a tweed or a fabric which you can clearly tell this is not part of a suit, the waistcoat or vest worn alone, I think, looks very good, especially if a man is trying to, it creates a more streamlined look. Even when it doesn't exactly match the trousers, I've seen men pull this off wearing raw denim, dress boots, a dress shirt, and when they wear that waistcoat, it allows the eyes to go up and down. They can throw in a pocket square, yet it's cooler and always going to be cooler than a jacket simply because it doesn't have the sleeves. On the other hand, it always looks dressier. Again, it is something that you have to be comfortable in your own style, but if you can pull it off, go for it. In conclusion, vests in the man's wardrobe. Vests and waistcoats are elegant garments that add more to an outfit than most accessories. They can add formality to suits, style to unmatched outfits, comfort to casual wear, or warmth to business dress in cool weather. A three-piece suit is an excellent starting place for a man with no other vested outfits, as the vest can be worn separately with other garments. The only caution here is, of course, don't wear it with the trousers that match exactly. But if worn too frequently, you can become a little bit lighter, so you do want to be careful there. But learn to rotate it into your wardrobe, and all of a sudden you're going to find that you're going to be wanting a number of vests. And I have to admit, I do have a client local right here in Wisconsin, and he probably owns, it's got to be dozens of waistcoats and vests. And he finds that for his work, it's something that allows him a bit more freedom than a jacket, but always has him come off as a bit dressier. He's also known in the area for that particular type of style, and it really suits who he is. So if you haven't ever considered a vest, consider one. Classic piece. You just need a little bit of courage to wear it. With that, we'll end the section here on men's vests and waistcoats.